5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 175 of the TTV Podcast.
Mardi Gras.
How's it going? Merry Christmas, delayed Christmas, and Happy New Year, everyone, depending on when you're watching this.
Merry Christmas.
I'm in a bad mood, guys.
Oh, great.
Bar didn't get what he wanted for Christmas.
Ian, the lazy Grinch, has passed his torch, and now it's Bar, the lazy Grinch.
I'm in a bad mood, guys. It's just, it's been an awful week of disappointment and gas prices.
What, did you get socks?
Coal in your stocking?
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, it's just been,
Did you get orange or something in your stocking?
Can you shut up and just let me stay?
Did you get this?
Did you get that? No! I'm gonna say what I got! Yeah!
Well, I mean, like, can we introduce ourselves before you go into your story?
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
It's super fast, but whatever. I'm messing up.
I'm Bartoran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And this is TTV 175. I got a feeling it's going to be an interesting one. Let's go.
I didn't even have a story. I wasn't going to say a story. All I wanted to do was bridge into me singing I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
Oh, amazing. Sorry. I thought you were... That. Listen, I thought you were going to do, like, a thing, and I was like, well,
I wasn't going to do
way.
A thing, but I mean, so I would have done a thing, but you guys are all like, hey, did you get an orange for Christmas?
I wanted you to have the maximum amount of time to do your bit. So now
I didn't
you
have
can
a
just
bit.
Go.
I didn't
just
have go, a bit. You ruined the bit.
Yeah,
you killed the bit.
You made it
you
super
did have
unnatural.
A bit. You did have a bit. Let's go with the bit. Go.
Screw the bit.
What's with gas prices?
I won't get. I can't have the bit now. I can't have the bit like I can't have the 2016 sets. There you go. There's the
Bavar,
bit.
You can have the 2016 sets.
He has climbed highest mountains. He has
Listen,
run through fields.
This week has been incredibly disappointing. It's been very disappointing because last year we got the set super, super early because, you know, we scored with, like, the whole, like, New York thing, and we were able to get, like, our hands on the sets, like, freaking October. But even then, afterwards, it was, like, what, December 16th when the sets showed up on, like, Walmart.com?
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get them there. It is currently the 26th of December. I've got one set because I scored, like, really, really lucky. And I've driven to so many freaking places... And no sets to be found. What is wrong with LEGO? How could they finally, like, fix everything? What have they done? They kept us from seeing the leaks up until October? They've kept
Super
the sets
close.
Off shelves till January? LEGO, you're killing me. You're killing me.
You know what
you're
happened?
Breaking my heart.
I'll tell you what happened
you're
in two words.
You're breaking my heart.
Star Wars. That's what happened. Yeah. Star Wars
yes,
came out
Star
and
Wars,
was like,
man
really,
we can't...
the Star Wars construction sets aren't that either.
Yeah, exactly. LEGO
well, yeah,
was like,
that's the whole
we
point.
Cannot do... We can't do leaks. We're not letting leaks of the sets get out before the movie. We're not getting leaks of the, you know, the sets can't get out because Star Wars is coming out. And J.J. Abrams was like, I'm not letting anybody know anything that's going on in this movie.
Wait. The movie's been out for a while.
I know. It's just a mandate that was passed out of corporate.
Yeah,
Disney was
like... It's a fact that they've settled on a date when it's going to come out, and now they're sticking to their guns with that date.
Right.
Jan 1st.
Right. Yeah. It can't come out that, oh, LEGO's really loose about their deadlines and that things can just leak out whenever stuff happens.
Well, hey, Nexonites, how you doing?
Yeah, despite their best
well,
efforts,
okay,
it
Nexonites
still
is
happened.
Different. Completely different. Nexonites had a soft release on the 20th. That's why they're all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, and they are all over the place.
They are all over the place. Yeah, they are. I've driven... So like, the tip-off we got back on Reddit was that the sets are starting to show up in Barnes & Noble for the U.S. residents. Since we're all U.S.-based except for Viper, it's kind of, you know, big deal for us.
Hmm.
Barnes & Noble's first... I don't know what it is about Barnes & Noble, but apparently they're a toy store now. It's weird.
Not mine.
Yeah, not yours.
Mine is neither.
I drove to my local Barnes & Noble, like, Tuesday, posted about it on Twitter, and I got Golly 2016 early. She was the only set there. And I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool, but maybe I just got lucky. I'm going to check another Barnes & Noble the following day. So I drive, like, an hour away to a Barnes & Noble down a different city, get there, drove all the way down to this other town, get a bunch of 2015 sets, no 2016 sets at all. And I'm like, dang, you know what? Maybe that Barnes & Noble tip-off was, you know, just kind of a fluke. Maybe I just got really, really lucky. Drive an hour back home, get on Skype. Freaking purple dragon.
I just went to Barnes & Noble and got every single set.
Seriously, why did you hire her?
Purple's like, oh, hey, it was everybody here.
Literally every set here, except for freaking Liwa and Golly, I think. I don't know.
Onua.
What
Liwa and
Onua. Onua. Liwa and Onua. She got every freaking set from Barnes & Noble. I'm like, what? What?
Now, the one thing we can be happy about is that Liwa and Onua were her favorites, and she didn't get them, so...
Yeah, but she got every other one. The one person that works for this company that doesn't need the sets for video purposes has gotten the sets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Var and I here, we're sitting, just waiting for the sets to pop up, because we can just churn out our showcases and recap recents, just ad nauseum.
Yeah. It's crap, dude. Luck is just not on our side. I think Lego was just out to screw us.
And yeah, keep in mind, like, this happened before Christmas. Like, by the time this comes out, they'll hopefully be widespread. But all this went down before Christmas. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, by the time this is on YouTube, they'll be out. But
yeah. I'm currently hoping to travel today to a Barnes & Noble and a Toys R Us.
It's
to
not
see
worth
what's
it.
What. So chances are I'll find them right after we're done recording this.
I actually drove to another Barnes & Noble this morning.
Oh, that's good. Podcast. Really? That's where you were.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna check one more Barnes & Noble. It'll be cool because when I get there, there's like three Barnes & Nobles right next to each other. So if the one that I'm going to doesn't have it, I'll just check the other two. So I drive an hour and 40 minutes to Myrtle Beach to check the Barnes & Noble there. Get there, I'm like, wow, this is weird. This Barnes & Noble looks like how I would assume a Barnes & Noble to look like, not a toy store. Where are all the toys?
Yep.
Oh, no. Yep.
So I go to the customer service. I'm like, do you guys sell Bionicle sets? And they're like, oh, no, we don't sell toys at this Barnes & Noble. I'm like,
we're a books-only Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, apparently there's a books-only Barnes & Noble. So I'm like, okay, well, thankfully there's two other Barnes & Nobles in town. So, you know, I pull it up on Google Maps, right, and I'm going to the one that's close by. Drive over there. It's closed. I'm like, okay, well, that's weird. check the site itself. Closed permanently.
What?
Closed permanently. I guess that was the Barnes & Noble that the one I was just at was at before, and they moved locations or something.
Closed permanently.
So I'm like, okay, crap. Well, I'll go to the other Barnes & Noble. That's like 20 minutes away. That's not that far. I'll drive all the way over there. Drive all the way over there, and I'm like, where the heck is this thing? I can't find it. And it's like, the Google Maps is telling me to turn right. I'm like, but there's a community college over there. I don't see the Barnes & Noble. Anyway, I finally heed the directions of it, turn into the community college. Lo and behold, there's the Barnes & Noble. It's a freaking college bookstore! Since when has Barnes & Noble sold college books?
Dude, that's what it's like in the university I'm going to, Liberty. They have a Barnes & Noble on campus that's a college bookstore.
Why? What?
Because they can
sell.
How long
has this been a thing?
I don't know.
Apparently Barnes & Noble, apparently there's three different kinds of Barnes & Noble. There's a toy store Barnes & Noble, a college bookstore Barnes & Noble, and a freaking only bookstore Barnes & Noble. Like,
that's
when did
really interesting.
When did Barnes & Noble get like three different like district of stores? What is this?
It's like they're opening three different channels. Like, this is the book-only channel, this is the toy channel, this is the college channel.
That's what I felt like. I was like, what?
Now, I'm kind of hoping I don't find the sets at my Barnes & Noble, because I want us to stay friends.
Yeah. Like, I thought I was the unlucky one, because I checked my stores, and there was, like, nothing, but I didn't go to that many places to be disappointed, so...
Yeah, I checked multiple places. It must have been a fluke, because just, like... The only Barnes & Noble, I've checked like four different Barnes & Nobles, and the only one that had even like a glimpse of a 2016 set was the one in town 5 minutes away from me.
Hey, man.
So Var, you said you drove about 1 hour and 40 minutes away there and back.
No, 1 hour 40 minutes away to get there, and then another hour and 40 minutes back.
I think that's what he meant.
That's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
How's the gas mileage on your car?
It's pretty good, actually, because yeah. Like I drove through North Carolina into South Carolina, and gas prices in South Carolina are like ridiculously cheap compared to North Carolina. So,
oh, cool.
It didn't hurt me that bad. No, but even still, freaking Purple Dragon got all the sets. I'm so upset.
It was hilarious when she posted it. She was like, I'm going to casually go look today. Oh, hey, here they all are.
There's all of them. Did I tell you guys I talked my way into a Barnes & Noble? I think we talked about this a bit on TV Talks.
Kind of a creep.
Well, I talked about it on TV Talks a bit, but I'll talk about it on the podcast too. So I went to my Barnes & Noble, and I went the day before Christmas. No, the day before the Christmas Eve.
Eve.
Right? I'm just gonna go to Barnes & Noble, and I'm gonna see if I can find the one of the sets. So I went there, and they have only 2015 sets out there. And so I had to do my... So I went out, and I scouted all of the employees at Barnes & Noble, because you need a certain type of employee for this to work on. It can't be somebody who is not interested... You know, who's not, like, kind of preppy and interested in helping you get what you want. If they're kind of like, yeah, whatever, you're done. They're just going to be like, I'm sorry, we don't have this. If it's someone who is, like, a bit, you know, stern, or someone who's busy doing something, they'll also try to get rid of you as soon as possible. So it had to be someone who's kind of doing nothing and, you know, a little preppy. Generally, if you get, like, a girl... They work best because, you know, they like books, are really into it. And sometimes there's certain guys that work well too.
Girls like books.
If you work at a Barnes & Noble, the chances are that you like, basically it's better, you know, on one count. But I found this really, found this guy who is, you know, really, you know, kind of.
Then it wasn't even a girl.
It would work better. It would work better. Basically, what happens? I went to this guy, and I gave him a huge sob story about like
sob story.
I was just outside. This guy took me off, so I was sobbing him.
I like how you guys are like really nice and patient with my story, and then Kai tries to tell his, and we just like completely ruin it.
Well, if he's already told the story before, who cares?
The people who don't listen to TTV Talks. Because
Star Wars spoilers.
Go watch TTV Talks then!
Basically, I talked my way with a whole sob story about like my brother and how much I needed to buy something. And I was like, and they're like, all right, what is he looking for? I'm like, oh my god, it's like a, it's something, it's like some Lego thing, it's like bionic something. Hold on, give me 1 second, let me look at my phone.
Oh, come on, you can at least know the name.
B-I-O-N-C-L-E. Can you look that up? And he's like, I'm sorry, we don't have those new sets.
Bionicle!
You missed a letter.
Wait, did is that literally how you told him?
Yeah, no, I told him the wrong spelling first, and then I gave him the actual spelling later. And then I was like, oh, they're called Uniters. Yeah.
You looked at your phone, and you wouldn't have the correct spelling.
Well, I was looking.
TV does not endorse blatant lying to get what you want.
So then he was like, "Well, okay, I'm sorry, man." I was like, "Listen, can we just?" He's like, "Is it okay if I look in the back?" He's like, I said, he gave me a picture. This is what the picture looks like. I get a picture of like the, you know, it was actually Purple Dragon's picture on Twitter. Oh, I was like, gosh. "This is my brother sent me this photo of the sets he saw." I don't know. This Barnes & Noble might be a different one. But he said it looks something like this, and he's like, "All right," he's like, "Can I just go in back and look, you know?" Because like, and he's like, "All right, man, you know what? Yeah, you know, we'll take you in back. We'll see if you find anything." So he took me back, and there was nothing. And that was unfortunate.
Did you open it?
The story had no payoff.
Told him to give him the
money. No payoff.
The payoff. I sat through
that for no payoff.
Well, Vars had no payoff.
Yeah, you sat through mine with no payoff too. So
your payoff like, was the. Running around golly. Everywhere.
Your payoff was golly. Right.
Did you open like boxes or anything, or were like did you just look at like the shelves back there with like the stock just kind of sitting there?
Yeah, no. I mean, I couldn't. I asked about the boxes. He says we can't open them, and I was like, that's probably where they are.
Yeah, so that's probably where they are.
Yeah. So I mean, like that was the best I could do. I can't convince him to go and disobey company policy and open up the boxes. Even though he kind of disobeyed company policy by wanting me back there in the first place, opening boxes would have been too much. You know?
Yeah, that's a bit too much crossing the line there.
Right, right.
It's like letting you peek back there is like one thing. But
yeah. Right. I mean, with him watching me, I can't steal anything, you know? I'm not going to be like, yeah, but it's a different thing to open those boxes. I did convince a Target employee to open the boxes last year. At my local Target,
they were probably already planning on opening the boxes.
Yeah, they were on a cart already outside. Yeah, and I was like, "Can I open these?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure, you can open them."
Kahi confirmed for Purple Man.
Right.
It's just
get
like
me,
man,
the Bionicle sets.
It's not so much that like I wasted my time going to these places and not find anything. It's that I wasted my time and freaking Purple Dragon gets on, and, like, she's even like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna check my Target today, or my Barnes & Noble, and I'm like, I mean, don't get your hopes up, Purple, because, like, they likely won't be there. I've already checked multiple places, and they weren't there. And she's like, oh, yeah, I understand. She freaking got every single freaking one.
It's
and then
awful.
What makes it worse is that there's no Bionicle sets anywhere, but freaking Nexonites is all over the place.
Nexonites.
I'm so sick of seeing Nexonites every store.
Thing. I went to my Barnes & Noble, and they didn't even have a toy section. They were just, like, spread out throughout the store. They had different displays, so I had to walk around the whole store to find what I was looking for. But they did have Nexonites on some random table in the center of the store alongside, like, mechanical, like, robot toys, remote control.
You mean Bionicle?
And, like, of course not. They didn't have a whole Bionicle set. They didn't have one set.
It's like, and there's mechanical. Oh, they were right there.
Yeah, you're on.
What if Bionicle was buried in those sets?
I looked thoroughly.
What if Bionicle is buried in those sets?
I looked thoroughly. I, like, destroyed that table.
New campaign for Bionicle. They're hidden inside the Nexonites sets. If you want one, you got to try and find one that has it in there.
Yeah, you got like buy as many to get Bionicle.
It's like
the
golden ticket.
Yeah, it's like the golden ticket.
I think in this case, Nexonites are like the barnacles of the community right now.
Yeah, I went to Target on Christmas Eve, and the shelves were barren. It sold out of like everything. Yeah. But they had a few Nexonites sets out.
Should have gotten one.
No,
that's how it's been like everywhere I've gone. Like Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Nexonites, everywhere, every single store.
I scanned them on the price database, and it claimed that the set was not in stock. I just had to...
That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand
how they have
that.
I had to like pause for a second, and I'm like, okay, so if I look this up on BrickSeek, it's going to say it's not in stock, and the Bionicle sets also say that, so I wonder if the Bionicle sets are just in the back waiting to be put out, and they're not showing up as in stock.
Oh, they are. I absolutely guarantee most stores have received their January shipment.
Apparently, on our message boards... it's not Barnes & Noble or Target, but Toys R Us. One of our message board's members said that he has a friend that works at TRU.
Oh, Varner.
He said they're getting a shipment today at the time of this recording, which is a Saturday. And, Var, you said you had a friend at TRU as well.
Yeah, I've got a friend that works at... I thought you were actually talking about me. I'm like, wait, why are you talking about
the message
boards?
No, two people.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a friend that told me that the January shipment of products, it's come in today already. Like, yeah. That came in last night. So that's what I'm assuming, that most stores probably already have the sets in the store in the back. They just haven't actually stocked the shelves yet. And I'm assuming they're probably not going to for, like, the rest of the week, to be honest.
Sure.
Because the whole point of the retailer thing, this is why a lot of people, like, they're like, oh, why don't they sell Bionicle sets, like, before Christmas? You'd think they'd want the Christmas crowd to get them. That's not how it works, actually, because, like retailers have to buy the stock in advance, in bulk, so they're buying like tons and tons of sets that they're planning on reselling to make that profit back. But like, if they don't sell those sets, they're actually losing money. So Christmas time is actually the best time of the year to sell all your old stuff that you haven't sold yet, rather than selling the new stuff. So they're actually going to wait until January to put new stuff on the shelves because they want to get rid of all the things they've already bought so they can make that money back.
That makes a lot of sense.
Or at the very least, after Christmas. So
yeah,
like
that being said, I went to my Walmart Christmas Eve to see if, you know, anything was there too. The store was like, you know, you go to the Lego section, all the Star Wars stuff, gone. Star Wars was like, I mean, there are so many Lego Star Wars stuff that were gone. I think they might actually restock some of the newer stuff because all the old stuff is gone for Lego.
They're going to restock it.
So possibly, I mean, I should go and check now and see if they have some sets or something.
The issue is it's like depending on like the store, it's like a store to store basis. Like if your store like sold all their stock on Christmas Eve and like the shelves are empty right now, they're probably going to restock the shelves with all the new sets.
And I'll tell you, my Target did that, so I'll be checking soon.
Yeah, see, I would recommend checking. Like, my Toys R Us, I already know they've got the shipment, but I went to check, and, like, they didn't sell through all that stock. Their shelves are still pretty filled up right now, so I'm not expecting them to have the new set until January.
Same with Toys R Us, yeah. The Target that I go to was pretty empty, so I think that, like, Target might be the fun now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things that we have to worry about that I imagine most people are probably going to be like, yeah, I'm just going to wait till January 1st.
Yeah. That's like,
for the YouTube listeners to this episode, this will be a non-issue.
Yeah, exactly. And chances are we're going to get the majority of them pretty soon after this anyway, before this episode comes out.
Yeah. Which, by the way, maybe. If you are watching this on YouTube, you can check out the next episode on vessel.com/TDV channel. For
nice,
free.
Yeah. 20 minutes in.
You'll probably find our opinions of the sets there.
You should. You can definitely check out Vessel, guys. It helps out the show, helps us make podcasts, helps us drive around and waste our time and try to find sets so that we can make videos for you early in advance.
Helps us get gas
money. And then laugh at them on the podcast.
I mean,
it's
I hate it. I hate it, but it is kind of fun, like the hunt going out from place to place.
It is
like,
fun.
It is fun.
I love
it's
the
like,
hunt. I don't love
it's,
the
it's
crushing
like,
disappointment.
It's like real life leech season, except it's actually meaningful.
Yeah, it's like I'm driving around and I'm also listening to our podcast episodes, the ones that I wasn't in, and like hearing us like talk about the sets just makes me hyped as I'm driving to the Barnes & Noble hopefully to find the sets.
That's what you should do, ladies and gentlemen. You should
listen to our podcast. It's actually a lot of fun.
It is pretty fun.
Funny,
but
like,
it's also
I
a waste
had
of money.
A friend
oh, yeah, it's such
was.
A waste of money.
Like, I usually like my a town is like walking distance and any other town is too far away, and I don't really know much about the other towns that like surround my town, so when I go down my town I'm just walking on my own, like listening to music or something, like,
yeah, see, that's something
one of those
you,
morons
like,
who like listens to music while walking around,
because like, yeah, like driving cars isn't really like the norm in England, is it? It's more like
for
you,
me,
you guys use more public, yeah, it's like, well, isn't public transport like,
yeah, I use the bus,
like what
but
majority
the bus
of people
is, like,
use
super expensive, not the majority of people drive, it's just like,
oh really, okay,
yeah,
well,
cause,
like, you might be thinking of London, like in London there's a lot of public transportation, but same thing as New York.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
right.
Some people drive in New
that's
York
true.
But I would say the majority of New York people use the subway or buses,
yeah,
yeah, I've just always assumed,
yeah. It makes sense.
I just always assume that in European countries, most people use public transport.
I've assumed
like,
that too, yeah.
Bicycles.
Because like the roads weren't designed for vehicles all the time. Like France.
Every time you say bus, I think of like a school bus type thing, or like a Greyhound, which is a type of public transportation between states. When you say bus, do you mean those huge red double-decker buses?
No, I don't mean that. They're exclusive to London. They're not anywhere else. They are
showing your ignorance.
What
racist.
You perceive of England is a lie.
All you know about England is Harry Potter.
Yeah, all you know about England is our red bosses and the
platform
Queen.
Platform 8 3/4, right?
8.
Well,
I don't know where it is.
8.
And daylight savings. That's it.
That's quite the stop story you got there.
All
but
that
I mean, like,
stop story.
The stop story.
Well, like, I mean, like, in America, it's like this common, like, ideal that when you turn 16, you get your own car. Like, obviously,
not
that's not
me.
The case for everybody. Yeah.
No, so I know, but, like, the, yeah, that
but,
is, like, that's
but
a,
the
that's
ideal
thing.
Is that
yeah.
When you turn 16, that's when you should be expecting a car at some point. So it's, like, literally, like, every American civilian usually has, like, a car.
You ever
I'm
see
assuming
that, like,
that's. I'm assuming that's not the same thing there in Britain.
You don't. You're not allowed to drive a car until you're 17. I mean, yeah.
Well,
so it's
have
only,
you not like.
And not many people get the chance to get a car because it's so expensive, and also driving license and tests and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that like that clip of that one British TV show where like there's a son and a dad, and the son's like, "Dad, am I getting the car because I'm going to uni?" And the dad's like, "This isn't an American TV show. If I had the money to buy you a car, I'd buy me a car."
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I recognize that quote actually. I think I've watched that once.
Nice.
I feel like. For I want to get some of the I want to get Umarok and I want to get Tahu and Ikir and Liwa and whatever Liwa's what's Liwa's creature
Usar.
Name Usar, yeah, I want to get those and maybe Anua, but I'm also like a bit more excited for the Star Wars construction. I don't know if I'm the only one here that's like as excited.
I think you're in the minority because I really don't care about Star Wars.
No, I'm with you like 110%. I was not excited until I actually saw how they were built, and then I'm like, okay, these guys are better than the 2016 sets in like almost every way. Because they have a new torso, but they also have the gearbox, and they also have new pieces that go over the gearbox.
Right,
and they also have, like, non-obtrusive builds that don't look ugly because of it, so I'm like, hey.
I don't want to get all the Bionicle 2016 sets, but I want to get all the Star Wars sets.
I want three of them.
Rey, I want Finn, maybe not Poe.
I'll probably get three of them.
Kylo Ren and Captain Phasma and the First Order Trooper. One of those.
Thanks for rattling.
My thing with the Star Wars sets is that I just, like, I have no interest in displaying, like, Star Wars figures. Like, I don't really like the aesthetic of buildable human characters. It works for Bionicle because they're, like, robots.
Yeah.
And, like, I can see how they would look like that. So displaying them looks cool to me. But, like, as good as the build are for the Star Wars sets, they still have that weird.
They look like
look
action
to them.
Figures.
Well, I mean, the
right.
evil
and
people
I, and,
don't.
Like, if I wanted to buy Star Wars set to display, I would rather buy something that looks screen accurate. I would buy, like, an actual action figure, not, like, a Lego set.
Well, that's why I tend to gravitate more towards the robotic / armored characters instead of the ones with human faces.
Yeah, like
Kylo
Ren,
all the evil characters in the new wave are robots.
Right.
Or
like, I really like Grievous, and I like Obi-Wan, but, like, I want to display Grievous. I don't want to display Obi-Wan. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
I can kind of get you. I do like the faces for, like, Finn and Rey more than I like the face for Obi-Wan, because I got Obi-Wan. And I don't like how his face is made. But
Finn, really?
Oh, okay, all right, fair. All right, maybe not Finn. But Rey, I feel like Rey works a little better than...
I guess.
How about I understand your rationale for not being hype?
I would be cool is if they figured out a way to make a construction face. Like an actual, like you build a face, you know, with different like eyes.
That'd be very odd.
That'd be like
be
incredibly detailed
that'd be
stuff.
Disturbing.
It'd be
you take his eyes out.
Kahi, I know just the toy for you. Mr. Potato Head.
I knew you were gonna say that. It was like I was like, what can you change the faces of?
Potato Head.
Man, I just thought back to the conversation
honestly, like,
with
if you
Takuma,
could put
I was
a
like,
Mr. Potato Head and shrink it down to
and
like
there are
like
Star Wars Potato Heads as we've already established.
Oh, we are there. Are.
Didn't get either of them for Christmas.
Aww. My
why wouldn't Santa
general
bring me $100
set.
Potato Head? I don't know why.
I get where you're coming from with Finn Messer, but let's see. Rey, I still think looks pretty good. Maybe it's because she doesn't have hair. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I look at her head and I'm just like, that looks great. But then I look at the body and I'm just like, that doesn't look like a person. I don't want that. It doesn't look good.
I don't want that.
You're talking about, like, in the sense that, like, Retinence marks, they always look like they're an action figure, even though they're made out of construction parts. Mm-hmm. Like, they look purely like they're a fully complete figure, except you can take them apart. So, I know you're coming from that, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm definitely gonna get Rey. Rey is my, like, I'm definitely gonna get Rey.
I'm more hyped for Kylo Ren and Captain Phasma. I think both of those were pulled off almost perfectly.
Yeah, Captain Phasma does look really cool. That,
I'm a sucker
is
for
that,
capes.
Like,
I need
is
all
that
the capes.
A new silver color? I don't know anything about colors. Is
no,
that like
it's not.
Something? It's not
no.
Okay.
But it is one of the only figures to be made primarily out of silver, like ever.
Right. Because I feel like the Bionicle 2016 sets have a different silver to them. Am I wrong?
It's not the same thing.
No, it's like Mesa Captain Phasma is the 2008 Mystica in their true form.
Yep, unlock their true potential with a snazzy cape to boot.
Of course. Now, Kahi, would you say Rey is Bay?
Rey is Bay. Yes.
That's it. I'm going to
she
dark
is,
side
like,
and
I now have
the
I now have Rey as my phone like wallpaper.
And we
what?
There
we
moved
go.
Into new territory.
Well, because I mean like I'm kidding. It's like the Star Wars. It's a Star Wars person.
Oh, no, that's just a reverse quote. It's like, right. Oh, I was joking.
No,
I'm not joking about it. It is,
comments,
but
like
it's like
no,
it's a blown up. It's a Star Wars poster.
I'm not actually
poster,
joking
so.
About it. It is.
No, yeah, no, I'm not joking. I'm not rolling back.
My phone wallpaper is me.
My phone wallpaper.
Wait, it's you? Strange. Isn't that a little? That's a little weird, right?
Well, the art. Am I going to
think it's a little? Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
My phone background's art purple made of us
my
in the Tetris
phone
thing.
It was
Star Wars art that purple made up until I shot
a
movie.
I don't know what to choose for it.
Did you say Viper?
It's the generic phone background because I never changed.
Oh,
it.
You are so boring.
Wow.
Hey,
no. Girl of personality, you freak.
No one knows what my home screen is, though. It might be the craziest stuff you've ever seen.
That's true. My home screen right now is Superman and Batman.
The craziest stuff you've ever seen. Really?
Crazy.
I've seen some pretty crazy things, Viper.
Yeah, he saw Barnes & Noble once.
It's funny, I haven't been in Barnes & Noble in years until, like, this recent hunt. It's, food, because I'm probably not going to go again after I saw it.
I have zero reason to go. I used to go to Barnes & Noble's all the time, and the last time I was in a Barnes & Noble was earlier this year, in a completely other state.
I think I still have a Barnes & Noble gift card that's like 10 years old and only has like a few cents left on it.
Use it.
Why would you still have that?
Barnes & Noble,
because I never just got around to throwing it away or something. I don't know.
I like Barnes & Noble a lot. I go there pretty regularly. Because they serve, like, there's a Starbucks.
I would go there more if it was, like, closer to me.
I've never seen a Barnes & Noble in my entire life.
You don't go to a Barnes & Noble. You go to a pretentious and Noble.
Pretentious Noble.
I get a Starbucks. They have a Starbucks, and they have, like, I already have, like, a quiche, or, like, a turkey
Starbucks
club sandwich, or a soup,
you
are, and I'll get
you
all that.
Such a, like, a typical college kid. Oh,
exactly.
I go to Starbucks, like, Barnes & Noble.
I go to Starbucks.
I go there, and I'll read books. I'll read books, and I'll buy one at the end. I'll read, like, a lot of the, I'll catch up on, like, some of the comic books I haven't read, look up some, you know, stuff, and then I'll buy a book at the end of it.
I'll sit there with my hipster shades on, reading Marvel comics, while I'm drinking some pumpkin spice double shot. Coffee.
Books-A-Million have like a
actually I liked Books-A-Million more than I do Barnes & Noble, but Books-A-Million is nowhere near me, like absolutely nowhere near me.
Really, you like Books-A-Million more? I actually like Barnes & Noble. I feel like the atmosphere for Barnes & Noble is way better than Books-A-Million.
I also have not because it's so far away. I haven't been to Books-A-Million in a while. I do remember that Books-A-Million had a lot more books than Barnes & Noble. That's why I liked it.
There is a section on the website for Books-A-Million Lego. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, but see, like, I don't think they actually have, like, a dedicated toy section like Barnes & Noble does. Right. You'll go there and you'll just see, like, basically that Barnes & Noble that you were at, Meso.
My Barnes & Noble actually does not have... Well, it does have toys, but it has, like, one shelf of toys. It doesn't have, like, a whole toy section.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. The one here, like, the whole half of the store is nothing but toys.
That's interesting.
I've never seen a Barnes & Noble like that before.
I should go and visit that Barnes & Noble once I move out east.
Yeah.
It'll be like in the area.
You know,
it's kind of a small Barnes & Noble now that I think about it, though. It's not like a really big one. So I guess half the store is really not that big in comparison.
Even still, that's like it's a good thing. You know, Barnes & Noble. Well, never mind. LJ, what were you going to say?
No, just something stupid. Please contribute.
Okay. Barnes & Noble. This is
I know, you're finally learning, LJ.
Are you kidding me? I say stupid stuff
it's
to say
Christmas
stupid
miracle.
Stuff to get reactions all the time.
Yeah,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
such
a please.
We are making such progress.
I appreciate you for admitting the
truth.
I
feel like the fates have changed. Var, where's the nearest Barnes & Noble? Go there now.
I have to go.
That's a sign.
Yeah,
it's good karma for the change in the leak policy, right?
Speaking of karma, that reminds me of a story that happened.
No, fuck, Viper, that's a perfect transition. Stop messing it up, Takuma. Thank you, Viper. Shut up.
Hold on,
Viper's like, I see that segue. I'm just going to destroy it now.
.com Segway fail.
Listen, it's not your segway fail.
Viper did
not
give
really
a crap about
it.
Your segway.
Viper, that's what I want. Your new title.
Let's
on the
see.
Message
here's
to
one
be.
Of Paul
segway
Blart
destroyer.
Falling off a segway.
That was awesome.
Here's a seg. What does that got to do with John Cena?
All that tells me is that Viper was just not listening to a single word you were saying.
Just
I was
looked like a segway.
No, she was thinking karma. She listened. She just didn't execute like the proper thing. All right. Let's talk about the leak policy, but Viper, what were you going to say? What was your thing?
Don't bother now. It was just like, I heard the word karma, and I got triggered, and was like, oh, that reminds me of something. And that's it.
What was that?
What was the something?
Yeah, no, you screwed us up now.
Yeah, no,
you
now you're
I want to tell the story, but like...
You have to commit.
Okay, so on Christmas Eve, we went to Acosta, and basically my dad spilt hot chocolate all over me, like in front of everyone in the store, like all down my clothes and everything. And I was just standing there like, well, what the hell? And then Christmas Eve comes and my dad like comes over with all the presents and he's like, guess what happened to me? And I'm like, what? my girlfriend spilt coffee all over me. And I'm like, karma! That was it.
Wow.
That was the story. That was the story. You happy now?
No. What did that have to do with what we were talking about?
The way you said that, too. The way you said karma reminded me of, like, Star Trek Into Darkness. And, like, the other Star Trek movies were, like when he dies, it's like, karma!
Star Trek Into Darkness, dude. The way you said star reminds me that I just saw Star Wars this week. And, dude, that movie was so good. Like, I had the best experience at
Star Wars this week. It reminded me you spoiled me.
Oh, dude, the way you said spoils reminded me about how I left the milk in my fridge for too long, and it spoiled, and, like, I spilt it all over my dad, and, oh, dude, the way I said dad just reminded me of the time I visited my dad.
The way you said spilt reminded me of leaks of the milk.
Hey, leaky milk!
Bring it all back.
Speaking of leaks, man!
Hot chocolate leaked
you
over
leaks
you.
Reminds me...
What?
Of vegetables.
Yeah. So... The leak thing happened. You don't need to... Like, we made, like, 2 videos on it. I would urge you, if you've not seen our announcement, you could check out those videos. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for being so supportive and for being
so understanding.
I really
thought we were going to have a different conversation.
I really thought we were going to come on this podcast and have to address hate comments and debate for, like, an hour.
Yeah,
but
defend ourselves and our
everybody seems to be on the same page. Even the people that don't agree or like the decision are willing to give us the benefit of the doubt and not go crazy on us and not leave, and that's really appreciated. The holiday could have been pretty bittersweet, but it wasn't.
Yeah, like honestly, like some of these are like some of the most positive comments like we've like ever gotten. It's actually like really heartwarming.
We
made this big decision, like, thinking, like, oh, man, we're going to lose, like, half of
shooting
our subscribers. People are going to hate us. We're going to be the laughing stock of the internet for, like, months on end until we finally rebound. Nope, this has been, like, great. Like, I was just, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe the emotions I was feeling.
It's awesome.
It filled a void for VAR.
What?
Yeah. Instead of Bionicle, you're getting... joy in a different way.
I mean, I would rather have Bionicle.
Christmas cheer and goodwill towards TTV.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know.
That was...
You should definitely check out those leak videos, though.
Yep.
Right.
If you haven't seen them yet.
I like you calling them leak videos, like they're actual
check
videos.
Check out the videos about leaks!
What if these videos got leaked? Like, we intended to release them, but somebody else got a hold of them first.
The fake
just copied it from Vessel and just, like, put it up online?
Exactly.
That would be pretty ironic, I guess.
Well, it would be, but it didn't happen. So, yeah. Wasting your time.
So, yeah. I don't know why we're talking about this.
But, yeah. Other than that, what else has been going on, guys?
Wow, that's quick.
I'm insulted
by that.
Yeah. I mean, there's not really much to address. Like, I thought we'd be spending, like, half an episode just, like, going over comments about, like, why we said this and why we think you're wrong about this. But it's just, like, the comments are just really tame for
there
once.
There is one thing I want to address, and that is, like, some people are like, well, I support you guys, unless you get early sets from LEGO, in which case you are sellouts.
That has
all right,
been
LEGO,
a thing.
Listen, we're gonna stop illegally distributing your images. but you gotta give us your sets early.
It's like, not, this has all been one big blackmail paying off. It's like,
right,
we'll show your leaks to everyone if you don't. Well, no, you won't, and we're not giving you. Oh, yeah,
we'll
watch
show your
us.
Leaks to everyone.
And just now, Lego's like, no, please, please, stop.
Stop it, we can't take it anymore.
No,
Megablocks is releasing
leaks,
another
man.
Battle Blocks.
Wow.
It's like a picture of like a bunch of vegetables on a table. It's like, I'm gonna show this to everyone.
Haha, I get it, the leaks.
I mean, like, the important, like, the thing that I feel we should get across is that we are not, this isn't a trade-off. It's not like we made a deal with Lego and we're like, alright, we'll stop leaks if you give us sets, and they're like, alright, sure, we'll do that. We're doing this regardless. It's not like it came out of our own thing. It wasn't like a lawsuit. It wasn't anything that brought us on. It was literally the impact that it had on our community and how much we saw it and how much we decided to change. That being said, we've always been going towards trying to get, an RLUG. And it's not like that was part of the conversation too, is that this might be a reason why, to help us better achieve that too. So, I'm not trying to disfigure it and be like, no, this is never part of the discussion. It was very much a part of the discussion. But just because that might be a goal in the future doesn't, like, something done of good intentions doesn't have to be altruistic, I guess. Like, people are like, it's not just that we're doing it. It's like, oh, well, you have to do it and you have to get nothing from it. Otherwise, then it's not, you weren't doing it of any intention at all. This is, we feel it's good for the community as a bonus.
Nobody ever does anything without getting something out of it.
Right. Even if you, like,
good feelings.
Yeah, good. You get, like, the emotional gratification of giving something to somebody and seeing their, like, if you donate money to something, you get that emotional gratification no matter what. So it's not, but that's a takeaway from the fact that we are doing this regardless. This isn't the main reason we're doing it. It is part of the conversation we have because we have been talking about, getting these early sets for a long while. That's a separate discussion that was tied up and part of the discussion that we did when it came to leaks. But it was not the only part of that discussion. And it's a very minor part of a large discussion about what it's doing to the community, what it's doing to us on the podcast, what it's doing to LEGO's competition, how it's hurting our relationship with the people that we talk to, like Marilyn Mann and Tommy Anderson, and all these people.
Right. It's like if Superman saved a city and then was awarded the key to that city because of that action. Just because he got an award out of the action doesn't suddenly mean what he did wasn't a good deed.
That was
an interesting analogy, but I'll buy it. I'm gonna be
hungry. I mean, it's just like for whatever reason, a lot of people just assume that like suddenly us like getting something out of it negates the action itself.
It's part of the concept of like selling out too is just like, but people will get mad if people make money off doing something that they enjoy. Like, they'll be like, all right, well, you guys were great, when you were still doing this, but like now that you're making money off of it, now you've sold out. It's like, it's no longer a thing. So,
yeah, like, so like at what point did the content stop like being good? Just because they started making money off of it or what? Like, what actually changed? Nothing. It's just suddenly you don't like the fact that you're making money off of it.
Changed. That's
right.
What it was.
I guess you could say in some cases you may question like the motives of the actual person who's making the content, and if they are making money then they may not put as much effort in it, but that barely happens. Usually
it's exactly the opposite.
Exactly the opposite.
It pushes motivation usually because you're
being
paid for
it. Money usually makes
it
better quality.
Like, it's
so,
never
so
going to be
not
like, hey, I can
you
make this
love
one video.
Something, but you get paid for it, and that's so gratifying to have.
Which
a job.
Allows you to spend more time on it and spend, like, money on better resources to work on it.
Right.
It's all a reinvestment thing.
Not
it goes
saying
back
that,
into
that, that's people right. are sell. Not saying that people can't be sellouts, but most people usually react positively to receiving money.
I feel, I guess that perspective is kind of like when it, like, I see it a lot in the music industry when, like, a band or whatever, like, becomes profitable.
Right.
They're
right,
suddenly
right.
less good than they were before.
That's, like, the whole hipster culture, right? Like, I liked them before they were mainstream. Like, okay, cool.
Right.
But you do realize that the band you enjoy is now able to do this for a living now because they're so big. And now you're like, well, I stopped listening to them because,
Yeah, like, now they've
now
got more time and more resources.
Yeah, now they're all about the money.
Money.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, it's like they've got more time and resources to put into the thing that you were enjoying, and for some reason that's a bad thing now.
There's an old saying that money corrupts. That is completely false. Money spreads the base.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that mentality at all.
Right. Yeah. I know. Again, that's the thing where it's like you can't profit from this in any way, because that if you like good intentions are only things that are done without
for free.
Any. Yeah, for like without anything, it has to be a purely negative thing to happen to you. That's what makes it a good intention.
It's like, what are you trying to say looks, then? Are you trying to say that a lot of charities are like not trying to help people? They're only trying to make money. Like
some of them might.
Some of them. I want to
preface this.
Like, okay.
You're right. Like, I'm
say
with you.
With
but
absolute certainty that all charities, all social enterprises, do it for the cause. Okay, but most of them.
Tony 2012, man. Gotta help those kids.
Gotta help those kids, even though we've been doing it for 20 years. It's like, yeah. I've seen no change whatsoever. What's happening out there?
Let's not get into this.
Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna get into that.
We'll pull back on it. But yeah, so, I mean, like, and that's the only, like, comment that I really have to, like, I feel like we should address. Other people are like, well, I'm subscribing because I only followed this channel for weeks, which is all right. You know, hey,
good.
Yeah, fine. We knew they were leaving.
We knew that. You know,
I don't even care. Like, if people leave. I just care if people are jerks about it. And
If that's why you were here, then I mean, like, that's why you were here. So, like, if we're gonna stop doing that, then obviously you're gonna leave.
Makes sense.
The thing that I don't really understand is like why we were getting so many comments like about people like. I guess they're worried for our well-being, but it's like comments like, you guys realize that doing this, you're going to lose half your subscribers, man. Like, it's going to really hurt you.
Yeah.
But, the thing they don't really understand is if, like, most of the subscribers that are subscribed to our channel for leaks, they're only watching the videos about leaks.
Right.
Yeah,
they're not actually,
like
leaks
of our
comes
content,
twice a year.
They're not watching.
Right.
Yeah.
We only have there's only two leak seasons a year, and there's only so many videos where there are leaks actually being covered. So, like, those people that subscribe to us, they're only going to watch those videos.
Right.
Meaning they're not actively contributing to our views, to our revenue, to our
subscriber count is on the whole a pointless metric.
Yeah, right, really like, they're not actually doing anything for our analytics at all, so it's,
we
like, losing...
We have almost 23,000 subscribers, and we get, like, an average of, what, 3,000 views, an average
It's a 10% rule. Like, usually, the subscribers, the followers, the whatever, on whatever social media, 10% of those people will actively follow your stuff. So that's what you... So, like, right now, like, if you have so many, you know, like... Jang has, you know, so many subscribers. About 10% of those people are people that regularly watch every one of his videos, and they're his actual audience. If you have so many friends, usually you can track this on Twitter. If you have, like, you know, 300 friends on like Twitter, or 300 followers on Twitter, or 300 friends on Facebook, usually you get around 20 to 30 likes per status. That's how it comes in. It's like an evolution of the 80-20 principle, except for social media, it's like 90-10.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, it's so the number is superfluous. We want the people that we're interested in are the 2,000, the 3,000 or so people that watch almost every one of our videos.
Right,
those are
the
audience
we actually make videos for.
Yeah,
and especially the ones who actually watch our videos.
Video. And even more, the people on Vessel, because Vessel is so much better than
Vessel
YouTube
at this
for
rate
us.
Is like so.
Vessel
so
is carrying amazing. Our channel.
Vessel
is enabling us to do so many things.
Vessel is a godsend. The,
Vessel
like,
is the carry of the team.
You should. Yeah, they're carrying is down middle. You should definitely, if you want to like subscribe, you know, if you want to actually help us out, it's $3 a month. You can pay PayPal or credit card. For watching our videos on Vessel. Yeah, I'm doing this again. Watching videos on Vessel, the best way you can help us out.
Kai,
like,
stop selling
down.
Out.
Are you making money?
You're a terrible person.
Are you making money?
You're a terrible human being.
Get out of here.
I feel like it's all about perspective. A lot of people is as viewers and not content creators, they look at that subscriber count
right.
as the key to success. So like channels with lots of subscribers are very successful, but channels with low subscribers aren't. But as we all said, like, that number is really superfluous. That does not matter at all. Subscribers is a very bloated, very useless metric. If you actually want to look at a channel's success, you need to look at the views per video. That's what actually matters.
Honestly, I would say even beyond that. I would say sometimes views are even superfluous. It's the people that
are
actively engaging. Like, the views are our best metric to see how many people are engaged with a certain product. But, like, Like, a good example is Avatar is the number one grossing movie right now. I don't know if Star Wars will gross it, but Avatar is the number one movie of all time, right? When Avatar 2 comes out, people are not going to camp out and wait days to see Avatar 2. They'll do that for Star Wars, because Star Wars, even though it might have made less money per movie, has a very dedicated following. Same thing for Star Trek. Avatar does not have a huge fan base. It doesn't
With
have that,
said, I do want to mention that I'm pretty sure Jurassic World beat out Avatar, and I'm pretty sure Star Wars beat out Jurassic World.
They did an opening box office, but not in total gross. Avatar has $4 billion. The next one is Titanic with $2 billion, I think, and then Avengers was
after
that.
Darn you, James Cameron, making money.
Yeah, James
Cameron. Although Jurassic World might have beat out Avengers, I don't think it beat out Avatar. I think it topped off at a billion.
Well, it's kind of like those viral videos, isn't it?
Okay,
no,
you're right.
Like, Charlie bit my finger. Like, those people got so much money for, a stupid 30-second video.
Yeah, the majority of viral videos are like that. Yeah, they'll get
those people
views,
never watch anything else that channel makes.
Yeah, exactly.
The only difference is if you make a lot of content like that, not PewDiePie. Yeah, PewDiePie is an example of this, but Markiplier, I feel, is a good example that happened this last year, where he was he had a decent following, and he did the Five Nights at Freddy's Let's Play, and then that blew
up
his channel.
Yeah,
that literally, he is now one of the top YouTubers right now because of that game. He was on the YouTube Rewind. He was invited out to go to all that stuff. So that kind of thing is just tying it back. It's all about the viewers that are engaging with us. Those are the people you want to keep.
Yeah.
And so the people that are leaving us because of leaks, sure, our subscriber count might go down, but they were only watching about
the majority of them are only watching a small percentage of our videos. And I guarantee you, those same people, they're only watching it for the leaks, for the news. They don't actually care about us as people or us as content creators or our personalities or any of the other videos that we make. So it's likely that most of those people probably have ad block on as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're probably not helping us one bit.
Right.
The numbers that they are generating are completely superfluous.
Right. And it's basically.
So I mean, it sucks. Yeah. Obviously, it's not to discredit them as people. It'd be great to have more viewers and more subscribers actively engaging, but the reality of the matter is that they aren't. They're not interested.
No,
they're not they're not our audience.
If
you
we
can't
had
make
to
someone
lose
interested
an audience,
in your channel,
this,
I mean, it's like
if we had to lose part of our audience, this is the part that I would be okay with letting go, because they view so little of our content over time, and they really contribute over to the list. Now, I mean, obviously we don't want anybody to leave, but the fact is that some people are there just for this one reason, and we understand that, and, we don't appeal to everybody, and yada yada.
We were expecting a lot worse than what actually happened.
A lot worse than what actually happened. I believe, haven't we kind of,
The amount of subscribers we lost because of the leaks was negated after a day of that announcement. We lost, I think it was
30,
less than 50.
40.
I think it was about 30 or 40 people, yeah. And we literally gained that number back the following day. So it did not hurt us one bit.
We're currently over what we had the day of the announcement.
Which is
the best,
so surprising to me. Because even after all this, I thought we had a lot more people who were here just because of leaks.
I did too. I thought that we were a lot of people just viewed us as the leak curators. I didn't know that many people actually actively engaged with us, but it seemed like a lot of people are willing to stick around regardless.
Right. I saw a lot of new people commenting and saying "Hey, I'll stick by you guys. I'm really glad that you're doing this." I got a message on Tumblr just the other day that was "Hey, I just wanted to say that I view your content. I don't comment a lot, but I don't know if he said that exactly, but I didn't recognize that name a lot." And he was like, "Yeah, so I support what you guys are doing. I think it's a great thing that you guys are giving this up."
Right. The thing that I really enjoyed was seeing a bunch of people comment on that video, giving us really high praise, I guess, but just mostly really feel good positive comments. Right. But a lot of those comments were from people that I don't usually see comment.
Right.
Which
that was
very
that was great.
Nice. I loved seeing people that are willing to stick around, stick with our channel, watch our content, who maybe don't actively contribute to the discussion going on, but they're still there.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how I interact with a lot of the people I follow, is that I'll watch all their videos, and I keep up their videos almost religiously for several people, aka Rooster Teeth. But never once do I comment. I don't comment on anything.
Yeah, I don't comment either.
Right.
No.
And so it is great to see, to hear from these guys who are like myself, you know, who will watch all our content, enjoy it, and they just don't comment because, you know, sometimes they just have anything to say.
Yeah, it's just nice to know that they're there because, like, sometimes we forget. Sometimes it's like, you, especially with YouTube comments, a lot of the times the majority of the comments are either very spam-ish
or negative.
Or very negative, yeah. And it, like, as content creators, it can be kind of difficult to really gauge the positive versus the negative. Because, like, I mean, think about it. When you like something, you usually have no reason to voice your opinion because, I mean, you liked it. So it's like, okay, well, like, I like that video. I'm going to come back and watch more. But when you don't like something, it's easy to go on and be like, yeah, I didn't like this. Because you want to tell them you didn't like it.
Right.
Yeah. You want to have that opinion heard.
Exactly. Because you have something to say. Most people are like, well, if I like it, I just, you know, I just watched the video. I liked it.
And yeah, likewise, you don't need to say anything if you liked
likewise
it.
Likewise, with all these, like, positive reinforcements we've been getting, when everything is going right and everything's going well, there's no need for you to come out and, like, always say all these positive things.
Yeah, and be like, hey, you know,
but when people's backs are against the wall and there's actually, like, negative stuff going on that could potentially affect people, that's when everybody shows their support. And it's really nice.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like it's just like we don't usually get that kind of positivity often. So it was really honestly eye-opening just to see like how many people were actually like supporting us. It was great.
It was pretty wonderful. Nice.
I was not expecting it at all. It was so awesome.
It's very heartwarming how empathetic everyone was in the comments, while most people were in the comments. It's like I feel like on the internet people are very opinionated. And come across
very
as like
and cynical,
and over opinionated. So just seeing like this bridge be like
right, but
met,
like,
but that's because that's the people you see on the internet that say something.
Yeah, and that kind of goes hand in hand.
Exactly.
With what,
that's
said.
The people who are complaining, or you know,
it's like because not only is it like people who like are complaining because they have something to say, but usually it's the people that like just kind of just like to be upset and love to complain about things too.
Yeah,
that you get a lot of times commenting.
Oh yeah.
So it's like
YouTube thing,
it's easy to forget like who your audience is sometimes because sometimes
get,
the people
get,
that like you don't say anything.
You get 100 comments, but you get 3,000 views in that video.
Whatever,
somebody
the
along,
other
like yeah, the again, it's a 90-10 principle. Going again, it's like out of all the people that watch this video, only a select few are going to comment, and that's going to be, and that keeps going down and down the line. So out of the subscribers, 10% of them watch the video. Out of the 10% that watch the video, 10% of those people are going to comment. So we get like, you know.
And out of the 10% of those people that commented, only 10% actually left.
Hey.
Yeah, oh, that's also another thing. A lot of people will say stuff and then like not follow through. They're like, if you don't change this, I'm going to unsubscribe. And sometimes they just don't do it.
My thing is I love it when people try to use unsubscribing as a threat to us to change something.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
That's a personal like favorite of mine.
Yeah,
that makes me giggle every time I see it.
Yeah, it's like, all right, cool.
All right, yeah, you go ahead and unsubscribe. Bye.
It's like a overdramatic teenager. It's like, Mom, I'm leaving the house. I'm moving out. And she's like, bye.
That's not the same.
Of course, your attitude.
You don't understand me
anyway.
Now, Mom.
And then the mom.
This is just who I am.
The mom just turns around. And she's like, he'll be back.
Yeah,
he'll be back when he gets hungry.
But yeah,
right.
No, it's like
pretty much
all those comments supporting us—they meant a whole lot. I guess you could say our heart grew three sizes that day.
Okay, you know what? I thought you were actually going to do something. I thought
Who's
you were actually going to be
that?
Like I just wanted to make it. I just wanted that one Christmas reference.
Kahi, we have the same ringtone, and my phone also went off during this episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
dude. All right, hold up.
Hold up!
Hold up, guys! Stop the show! Stop my phone!
How do we know this is? I mean, this is your phone or my phone? That's right.
Oh,
I mean, obviously it's your phone.
This is your phone or my phone? Let me look at it.
Pretty easy.
Hold up.
Let's stop this emotional moment. Oh, hey, it actually did.
Mine didn't because I don't have anyone to
hold up. He said,
"I'll buy mine." Okay.
All right.
And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Is there anything else you want to talk about,
guys? Woo!
We finally got there!
Yeah! That was a really great bit, Var. It took an entire episode just to get there. That was amazing.
Thanks. I know, man. I'm kind of a big deal, dude. Did you know that I have a YouTube channel? It's got like 21,000 subscribers, and we like do videos about like financial stuff and everything.
Yo, what a nerd!
Yeah, I'm pretty cool, dude. You should hang out with me.
Sure.
So
I'll
else
see if I can
about?
Fit that into my busy schedule, which just got freed up.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So well, what do we get for Christmas, everyone?
I got a teaser trailer. That's what I got for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what like was a that about? Trailer?
Yeah. No. It's like it's the other thing we're supposed to talk about. I'm doing the segue thing.
Hey.
I thought what I was kind of expecting Mesa to lead into that one.
I was expecting
you to do it because you were the one that got contact.
Yeah,
I made a bad decision.
Technically speaking, we all got contacted. I was the only one that saw it.
Mm.
So, but anyway, yeah, no, we were contacted by somebody on our message boards. And how many of you guys are aware of the Bionicle Skyrim mod?
Me!
Just raise his hand.
I just got back into Skyrim again. Poor decision, I know. So I just reinstalled the current editions of the Toa Race mod and the Toa Weapons mod.
I've been aware of this for bated with like I've been waiting for this with bated breath. That's what I'm trying
Good
to
job.
Say
Good
for
job.
Years because I actually have Skyrim for the PC.
I remember the Bionicle 2015 announcement where they filmed it in Skyrim, the Bionicle mod, and then they were like dancing in front of Riverwood.
I love that video. It's one of my favorite videos of all time.
The looks up and everyone's like, "It's Greg."
Yeah, I remember
Elbul's
that.
Greg.
Well,
funny.
What
but
is
yeah, no,
so
Legend of the Toa is the name of the mod, and on Christmas they released a teaser called Toa Races teaser, and apparently it is a major update that will contain an updated Toa Sanctuary, new rooms, more space, more items, and more interactive features.
That
sounds
is
cool.
Awesome.
That is really cool.
This mod
is probably like my favorite Bionicle fan thing that isn't traditional, like a stop motion thing or a mock. This
a
is
Minecraft.
Very, yeah.
Nothing makes me feel better than actually seeing a Bionicle project get completed.
Oh, it's far.
Wow,
nothing
okay.
makes
you
me
know
feel
what,
far
so,
from
you know what?
At this point.
Is it throwing
throw
us under the bus?
Your own people under the bus.
Is it throwing
I mean,
us under the bus? Maybe,
I mean,
but I'm
we,
also saying it's good for
the community.
We throw
each other under the bus all the time. Hey, LJ, remember BioCraft Kahi? Remember On
it
Air?
It just
brings
just
RPG.
Not
just,
my fault.
It just makes me feel really, really great, especially with stuff like this, stuff like Metronui Legacy doing the Okoto Origins video. Just all this cool stuff that just stays
yeah.
announced and then it actually comes out. So this is great.
But yeah, no, they contacted us on our message boards and they were inquiring if we could talk about it a little bit. And
well,
really, that's the majority of what we can say.
Go check it out. It's in the description below.
It is really
yeah,
good.
If you're a console gamer, then, well, rip.
Yeah, rip.
And if you're someone that happens to have
if you're
developmental
playing Skyrim
knowledge,
vanilla,
you're
playing a trash game, honestly.
Excuse me.
If you're someone that has developmental
skills, I played
Skyrim
straight up vanilla first time I played it, and I thought it was good. Then, ever since I discovered mods, I just can't help but look at regular old Skyrim and say, "Wow, this is horrible."
If you're someone
that has developmental
skills with the game and want to help with the project, I think they're looking for new people as well.
Oh
yes,
yeah,
they
right.
are. They were asking
if
we
would
could
if
plug
I
it,
do it,
and they would definitely appreciate the help. They said they need to spread word because their team is quite tiny. It's about 3 or 4 of them. Which, gotta say, that's impressive if they've
really
done
impressive.
This much with
yeah.
that small
They're still
amount
going
of people.
After this long. I mean, it's been how many years since they first started doing this?
It's been 2 years.
Only 2?
Yes, according to the first video on their channel.
Oh, well, I think it predates the video.
They were obviously working before the video was released.
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 4.
Okay, cool to see that you're accurate with this, but,
what do you want me to say? I'm
no,
not part
like,
of the team!
I want you to say, I don't know, and not, like,
yeah, you just,
like,
you threw out one guess that was wrong, and you threw out another guess that was probably wrong. Like,
you know what?
I don't know how long they've been up for, that's all
I mean, their first video on their channel, March 18th,
2013. I think they've been working for
5 and 6!
I do.
Let me see their blog. I'm gonna go see their blog, see if they have like a time
one of my
stamp.
Favorite things about this mod is how much the models and all the stuff they make that's Bionicle themed fit in with the Skyrim aesthetic.
2012.
It doesn't look like out of place. It's like plastic stuff in Skyrim. It looks like these models were made.
It has good texturing in it.
The texture.
It's tailored to the aesthetic style.
I had an idea. What if we did a 2001 Machinima inside Skyrim?
2001.
Yeah, that would get done.
Yeah, no, it'd totally get done.
That would get done.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, see you in 100 years, guys.
Are there Machinima mods for Skyrim?
Of course.
Yeah, there are.
It's more than you can say for Minecraft at this point.
You just have to use console command stuff, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Okay. You can find a lot of Skyrim Machinimas, though.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What would we call that? Bioscroll.
Skyrim Cops or something like that.
I'm watching a...
Bioscroll.
Bio.
That just sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Bioscroll.
Yeah, you're right. Mojang and Scrolls.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'm looking forward to this update, though.
Rip Bioscroll dead before it gets started.
Bioscroll.
You gotta Bioscroll.
Add that to the talent.
Kind of a late reaction, Kai.
No, okay, because my call dropped out and it came back, and just as Meso said that, and I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
Desync.
Alright, well, you should go check that out.
There's a lot of awkward silences in this episode, guys. What the heck is your problem?
It's the day after Christmas. We're all kind of like,
Oh, yeah, speaking of scrolls, do you know that Mojang stopped making scrolls?
Really?
I did not know that.
Stopped developing it, and they're also shutting down the servers on July 1st, 2016.
Did it do that poorly?
Wow.
Yes, so.
That didn't last long. All right, guys.
That's too bad, because it actually looked like a pretty decent game.
I had no interest in that game, and that made sense to me that they would shut it down eventually.
Yeah.
Now that they're bought by Microsoft, too. Does Microsoft own scrolls?
Good question.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
They bought
Mojang.
They probably don't want them devoting any time and money into scrolls. They're probably... I'm not even joking here. I think we can expect Minecraft 2 within the next 2-3 years.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And, I mean, Minecraft 2 will probably be built on a better engine than Java. Mm-hmm. And probably, hopefully, if they're smart, they'll have a mod API out with it.
Really? You guys think there'll be a Minecraft 2?
I don't think there's going to be
not with
Minecraft
Mojang,
2.
But with Microsoft running a show, yes, I do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I feel like they would just keep adding on
to normal Minecraft.
Yeah,
I was thinking they
technically already did have Minecraft 2, and it's Minecraft for Windows 10.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think they're going to actually make a numbered Minecraft release.
Fair enough. I see what you're saying. You don't see them making a numbered sequel. All right.
Eventually, and it's already kind of getting there. Microsoft Acquisitions kind of revitalized it, but there's only so far the Minecraft name is going to carry before people start to stop caring. And a sequel is exactly the kind of thing to revitalize interest in the brand. It's like a new numbered entry. There's only so many times you can play Halo, for instance, before they need to come out
the
with the next Halo.
Yeah, but it's not a very comparable game, though.
How do you even make a sequel to Minecraft? It's not like this is a story.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's exactly my point. It's going to be super bootleg.
Unless you're going to like do a complete overhaul of how crafting works and all the... you'd have to like... It'd have to be pretty much a different game.
I don't expect it to be a good sequel.
I expect it to be a sequel for the sole purpose of cashing in and making money. I fully expect there will be microtransactions of some kind.
But in order to make money, you'd have to convince people that there's a reason to buy it in the first place.
It's interesting in Minecraft because Minecraft has existed for so long. There's basically like all the features that would be new are in mods, and there's so many mods. There's so many things they add. They add more. Like what do we use? Tekkit on our server. You know, we had that private pandemic server for a while. We had Tekkit, and that had like gave us different stuff to mine. There was a computer language that you could learn and program computers with. There was like all this stuff you could build, you know. So they could just add that kind of stuff back in, but it would take a while.
Yeah,
man, this could have been after show stuff. I just realized.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
In fact, let's go ahead and wrap up.
Alrighty, thank you very much for listening to TTV 175. If you're watching this on Vessel, it was like the Christmas episode or whatever.
Even though it's like after New Year's, so
depending on your perspective, Merry late Christmas and Happy late New Year, everybody. And we will be back next week. Thanks a lot
for missing my birthday.
Yeah.
Wait,
we haven't missed your birthday, Takuma.
We once haven't. Again. But if you're on if you're listening to us on YouTube, you have, and you're terrible.
Once again, to reiterate,
hey, stop guilt tripping. You're a terrible person.
At vessel.com/TTV channel. Buy a shirt at store.ttvpodcast.com and Audible trial at audibletrial.com/TTV. And we will see you all next week for another exciting episode of the TTV podcast. I'm Mesadak.
I'm Bardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And farewell, everybody.